Well, I'm really excited about today. It's just such a privilege and actually a pleasure for me to take the service today, because we're going to be talking about and celebrating that our CAP Centre here in Banbury, we are actually over 10 years old. We were due to celebrate doing 10 years last year, but because of me and a little operation, we were unable to do that. So we're doing it today. So today is the day. So get your celebration hats on, get with it, pay attention and celebrate with us, because actually we as a church community, we're all involved in doing this CAP work. You didn't think you might have been involved, but you are. You're involved in doing this CAP work. So for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Sarah. I am the community pastor here at the People's Church, but I started at this church by setting up the CAP Centre. That's when I came into the church as a worker, in terms of a paid worker, to start this project and get it off the ground in July 2008. The first 3 months of me starting in the role, I spent networking with organisations in the town. I would phone places up, places that would have frontline care professionals that were already working with people that were perhaps vulnerable, because obviously nobody is going to phone up to have an appointment with CAP if they don't know exists. So I spent a good chunk of time, and have still had to do that through the years. But actually I can say that it does kind of like stand alone now. We are really well known in the community, and organisations know that they can refer people to us. But not only do they know that they can refer people to us, they know that we're going to do what we say we're going to do on the tin. So first and foremost, we go into clients' homes to help them with their debts, and we see them through the process of becoming debt-free through debt management plans. But and that's great, and I love doing that, but the best bit for me is that we, by going into clients' homes, we're actually able to bring the gospel. We're able to bring the light. We've been singing about the light and the darkness. We're able to bring the gospel into the homes. And what I love is, like, there is a distinct from the, so the clients get three visits with us, and I go out with someone from my support team. I don't go alone. We have three visits, and there's visit one, visit two, and visit three. And at the first visit, you can see how broken and actually sometimes how ashamed people feel about their situation, and that they've needed someone to come and help them. But when we go through the process and we ask them to get ready for the next visit, when we go to that next visit, I always can see a tangible difference in the spirit and the countenance of the person when we see them. Because you see, we've gone and we've said we're going to help them, so they've got someone that's going to help them. Then at the next visit, we're going to get all their paperwork from them and send it to head office, ready for their third visit, the budget. And in this process, honestly, of just three occasions of going in, you get to see a transformation already just by your presence. But it's, we know that it's not because I'm going in, it's because we know why I'm going in and who I'm going in for and who's going in with me. Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit, comes in with us and has actually prepared the way for us. We believe that as we step into someone's home for the first time. And I absolutely love it. That is the best part of what I do. And then, of course, we have the opportunity at every visit to ask the clients if they would like us to pray for them. And I can say that 99% of clients say yes, and most of them want us to do it right there, then and then, right now. And I love that too. And we also give them an amazing exchange leaflet that CAP have produced, and we ask them what their faith, you know, do they have any faith? And then we encourage them to look at the leaflet. Sometimes I get the opportunity to talk about faith at that particular time, but you know, we're not going in to be overbearing. We're not going in to force. We're going in to just let people know that there is a God that loves them, who cares for them, and has a plan for their lives that is going to include it looking a whole lot better than it currently looks through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. And I love that we can get to do that. Now, some of these, just to give you an example of some of the organisations, so we were, you know, Connections Floating Support, Aid UK, Rachel House and BIP. And actually what was really interesting in those initial stages was that through the networking, we had four people that were actually key workers in these organisations that actually started to come to church here. Because, you see, I think that as individuals, yes, we're responsible for the good news. We're responsible to share the good news and be like Christ for those in our communities, for those that we live with, for those that we do life with. But when we do something collectively, I really believe that what CAP has done for us here in the church is that it's actually, it's made us be a real felt presence in the community as a group of people who believe in God. And through that felt presence, I believe it's made a way for the gospel in our town. And I've seen that as we've been doing it for all these 3 years. So that's when we started it and who with. And I'm not the only person that was the one of the centre managers, if you remember Karen, who herself was a stunning example of how CAP works, because she was my friend. She then realised that I did debt counselling and took upon herself to engage in the service. She then started coming to church. And from that process, she then actually became our CAP Centre Manager when I was doing something else for a few years here. So it's stunning what CAP can do. And that is a really good example of what it does. Now, why do we do it? Why do we do CAP here in Banbury? Is Banbury any different to anywhere else? So, as we know, there is a problem in our country. There's a poverty epidemic. So right now in the UK, there are an estimated to be 1.5 million people living in actually destitution. And that means parents who are missing meals so their children can eat. And we see that, make no mistake, this is a reality for people in our town. Elderly people living alone who have not turned the heating on for days because of the cost. There are people battling multiple mental and physical health problems whilst also being hounded by debt collectors, letters, phone calls, and even sometimes enforcement agents. It's a huge number, and it's so big, and it would make us feel that we can't make a difference, but we can actually make a difference one client at a time. We can make a difference. And I like to think that when we go into the homes, we're actually punching a hole in that darkness so that the light can come through. And I love that. So, it's so big. But remember that it represents individual lives. Sometimes we can think it's just over there and it's this big problem, but actually it does impact people's real lives, just like you and me. And actually, locally in Banbury, through the work of CAP, I'm invited on various steering groups for financial inclusion and brighter futures and child poverty workshops up at Chilwell District Council. So there we actually have a collective voice to speak into the situations that our community are facing. And actually, child poverty is a real big one. And I'm not just talking about financial poverty, because when children are in families where there is financial poverty, that also means that they usually lack, maybe there's some education poverty. There is poverty that they're not actually going to be able to see a way out of their situation, so their health is actually impacted. That is true. There are figures for that. And actually, you may not know this and you may not even believe this, but there is an area in Banbury where it is in the top 10 nationally of the amount of children living in poverty. It's in the top 10 of children in this country living in poverty, and it's on our doorstep. And CAP gives us a way to do a little bit about it. But we can't do it on our own, and that's why we partner with other organisations, and that's why we have a presence in chambers at Chilwell District Council where we can speak about that. And I know that happens through the youth work too, in terms of being aware of what children's needs are and stuff. So it just gives us a bit of clout to go in and do stuff. Now, today is a bit like a dream for me, I have to say, because a little bit later, I'm not going to go on too long, we're going to hear from a real client. Okay, come on, hello, welcome, yeah. And that's been a dream of mine. So 10 years, 11 years, you know, sometimes it takes a while for God to give us our dreams, right? But today, one of my dreams is coming true, so I'm super, super happy. So I'm not going to apologise for that. So why do we do it? Well, we know that God's heart, and when we look at in Isaiah, at the heart of Christians Against Poverty, because remember we've partnered with a national debt counselling service charity, is a belief that God cares deeply about people. That injustice, exclusion and exploitation have no place in his kingdom. Instead, his kingdom is a place where the poorest are prioritised and included. And we see that all throughout the Gospels when Jesus was going about his business. It's why so many of the prophets make a point of condemning the oppression of the poor. And we find that in Isaiah 3, 14 to 15. And in Isaiah 3, Isaiah sees the state of his nation. He sees the state of how people are living in his community. He measures it against the justice, mercy, holiness, and love of God, and finds that it is desperately wanting. The system is actually stacked against the poorest, and they are finding their faces crushed under its feet. There is actually something called a poverty trap that people find it very difficult to get out of because of structures and things that have been put in place that are keeping people oppressed. And we know where that would come from, don't we? And we know that it is not from God. But our God is capable of tearing down those systems. He's capable of pulling down strongholds so that his people can reach out. He's opened doors for us in ways that I never thought would be possible for us to go in and help people who really need us to help them. Who, in fact, there may be some people across our town that are crying out today for help, for God to help them. And who does he send? Who do you think God sends to help these people? Well, he can send us. And I'm just so thankful that we get to be sent in this way into our community. When Isaiah sees God in chapter 6, we hear the well-known words where he says, "Here I am, send me." And in the church, we often talk about sending people out onto mission fields and to foreign countries and things like that. And we quote scripture, and that's great because that's what we're doing, we're sending. But do you know that we've been sent, we're here for now for our community. We've been here to be sent into our community. And each one of us is sent. When we leave here, we're sent. We're sent to where we're going. We're sent to be the presence of God and the love of God to the people that we meet and do life with. And we get to be sent in this way. I get to be sent on behalf of you guys for God and this church. You know, we're sent, and it's not just me. I have a support team that helps me do this work. I have people here who pray for us regularly, and I know that a lot of you give financially to the work of CAP nationally, and there is going to actually be a life changer ask at the end of this today. And Chloe, who is on our team, is going to lead us in that. Okay, so Isaiah's ministry was to be worked out exactly where he was. And most of us are called to serve our local communities, the communities, the places where we already live. Okay. So, actually, God called me into this ministry at a difficult time in my life. But it was a clear call. In fact, David Stapleton, so you can blame him, he was one of the people that interviewed me. And I got the job to do it, and I didn't know, I knew I had the skills and experience to do it, but I didn't know if I could emotionally do it, actually, and mentally just handle it. But I did, and here I am. So there I was, and here I am. What will God do with where you are today to where you're going to be? There you were, here you are. That could be, you know, that's our story, isn't it? He takes us from where we are and puts us where he wants us to be. Okay. Well, enough about me. We're now going to hear from our clients, well, one of our clients, and also a befriender. So would you please welcome Sarah? Come on, Sarah, give her a... And Angie. Angie is on my befriending team. Have a seat, ladies. Just make yourself at home. Pretend we're just having a chat and everyone else is kind of looking at us, but okay. Don't focus on them. Don't look them in the eyes. That's what I always say. Okay, I'm going to get this ready. So, You're going to go up first, Sarah. Okay. We're going to like interject with each other, but so Sarah, thank you so much for.
Am I on?
You should be.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the Stefan thing and hold it under your chin. Good tip, Stefan. Okay. So, thank you so much for being willing to share your story, actually, because it involves the CAP story, doesn't it? So, the first question that I want to ask you is, what was it like for you before you reached out and got help from CAP?
Really hard, really hard. Couldn't see a way out. Debts were mounting up. Interest was mounting up. I was taking money from one to do the other and not having enough money for something else. And really hard.
Okay, so how did you... You know, who told you about CAP so that you could...
Anne-Marie, actually. She's not here today. She told me about CAP.
There you go. Someone from in church told about CAP, yeah.
So I made the initial call to the CAP centre and then got an appointment with Emma.
Yeah.
Because she was still here doing CAP. It was a relief.
Yeah.
That I wasn't on my own anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you feel when you were getting ready for that first appointment?
A bit nervous because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And embarrassed.
Okay.
Because I was in that situation.
Okay. So you went through the process, didn't you? You had your three appointments with us. And that was at the time when Emma was leaving CAP. So the second appointment, it was me and Emma, wasn't it, to see you? Because I was going to be taking over when Emma left. So then... We had the third appointment, which is where we have the budget, which is where the budget actually informs, it is actually the budget that the client needs to stick to in order to get out of debt. So it does actually give clients tools for the future, actually, in terms of knowing how to budget. But also it gives us your route out of debt. And so, but it is our last opportunity. You know, it's the three visits, it's our last opportunity. So in your own words, Sarah, do you want to say what happened to you on that third visit?
Okay, so we went through the budget. The outcome to get my route to debt free was the one I wanted to take, so I was happy there. And then we were just up in the room, weren't we? We were upstairs and we were talking about what did I know about God, what did I know about Jesus. And yeah. We were reading the Amazing Exchange book.
Little cue.
Yeah. And then it just got very emotional, didn't it? I just felt the Holy Spirit just reached down.
Okay, so what happened then? What happened at that time?
We prayed.
Yeah.
We did the repentance prayer. And then I chose to follow Jesus and God.
Come on. So we, so CAP gives us these little leaflets. They're just kind of to help us a bit. This one's called The Amazing Exchange, and we usually give it on the first appointment, and we just say, here's a little booklet. We go through it, because it's really simple, and I love it, because it's so simple. It's got, like, little cartoons and stuff in. Look, I love it. And I just say, you know, there's stuff in here about rest, about worry, and stress and stuff, and there's a bit about how much God loves us. Would you like it? Would you have a little read? You don't have to, but if you want to, I'll ask you about it at a later date. So I asked you about it, didn't I? And then we went through it, and Sarah genuinely... gave her life to Christ, invited him in and repented of, and it was a significant moment, I think, for both of us, actually. It was just so so lovely. Okay, so there you are. You've become a Christian. What happened then? What happened after that visit in terms of your Christian walk?
Started coming to church.
Yeah.
I'm on the hospitality team. I've met wonderful friends. I've got like an adopted family here at church. So I know I'm not alone anymore. And obviously I have God, which is the most important thing. He's there to guide me every day. And times are still, you know, they're not great, but they're better.
Yeah.
Better than they were.
You did say you were debt-free, didn't you?
Yeah.
Have you
and
said
I'm
you're debt-free?
Yeah, I am debt-free.
Did you say she was debt-free? I know she's debt-free from her spiritual, but she's debt-free. Okay.
I'm forgetting all my cues.
And you know, Sarah, you don't come alone, do you? Because
no.
You have a daughter, Jess.
Jess, yeah.
And Jess, how loves is Jess church. Enjoying church?
Yeah, she loves church. Doesn't look like she doesn't enjoy the singing part. She said that's boring. But she loves G4U too. She's got a very good bond with Tracy. Yeah.
Good.
She loves it.
And actually, one of the things that has been really lovely about working with, but actually it's not working with Sarah anymore, it's just getting to know her, is that you've just been so keen to understand the Bible, understand prayer. So we started having like one-to-ones, didn't we? And then we still do that every other week. But then you're also doing a
Bible study group.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
We've been doing a bit from the prayer course, which has been quite good to do it in small groups. Hi, Justine. And it's been really good.
Brilliant. Good. So what would you say, I know that you said that you felt like you didn't have any hope for the future before. Mm. What would you say about that now?
The song, actually, There Is Hope In, was it The Anchor Of My Soul?
Yeah.
That's, I know I've got hope now because it's God.
Yeah.
And Jesus and my faith. And my friends, the friends I've met here. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
And we went on a discovery break.
That's right. Well done. That was a cue I was supposed to remember. So can you share a little bit about a discovery break?
Yeah, CAP do discovery breaks. So you get to go for a weekend away where you learn more about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God. And they have a Sunday school for the children, lots of games. It was an amazing experience, I have to say, and so moving to see how God was reaching out to people that hadn't had their faith yet. Even now, it just makes me emotional thinking about it.
Great, okay. And actually, there was another person from Banbury that went with you, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Not went with you, but was there on that same discovery break. So one of the things that we can do is when our clients are working well with us, if they're paying into their plan and, you know, sticking to things and basically kind of doing what we need them to do in order for them to get free, then CAP across the country do these different discovery breaks at different times of year, and they have some down in the south and some Midlands and up north. And so they send us through the breaks when, you know, us, like me, the centre manager, and then I look through my clients and see, right, who could I send on these breaks, who's actually... And we do actually nominate quite a few clients. Nearly every year we have about three families, because usually it is families that go on these discovery breaks, where again they get to hear a gospel message, really, and also some tools to help them, equip them in their lives if they're dealing with things like stress, anxiety, even anger and things like that. So... Mm. They're just really good breaks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm aware, so a big thank you to Sarah, but please stay where you are. Now, this is Angie.
Hello.
A lot of you will know Angie. She's been part of our church for many years. She did escape for a little while when she went to Cambridge for a few years. And actually, that was simultaneous to when I escaped. I didn't escape the church, but I did escape. And not that I needed to escape cap work, but do something else. But yeah. Angie, you've been on the team, really, almost since day one. Really?
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
2009, yeah.
Can you just sort of say why you joined the team? Why you started to help out?
Well... I think throughout my life I've actually been quite close to a lot of people who've experienced financial difficulties, and I've helped them and encouraged them the best way I can, so I felt called to do that. So when I was sat in a similar service with Sarah talking about CAP, I just felt led actually to offer myself as a befriender. And I know I went to talk to Karen at the time, and she said, yeah, that's great, but you know, we'll wait a little while and invite you on a few visits. And I just felt it was what God wanted me to do. So I felt it felt right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of... So there are various roles within my support teams, and some of them is the visiting team. So people that have the time and the compassion to want to come out on visits with me to help myself and the client actually through the process. I need a bit of support in the visits too. And so Angie is on our visiting team. So what do you like the most about being on the team in the role that you do, going out to see clients?
Okay. Well, there are lots of things, but I think it sounds strange, but one of the most exciting things, enjoyable things really, is walking into somebody's home and hearing their story. And sometimes that can be quite difficult, but like Sarah alluded to earlier, you can see a transformation in their whole demeanour within that first visit in most cases. And that's so exciting because it's God working in them, and that the fear of being in financial difficulty is already being eroded away by what Cap, that hope that Cap's bringing to them. I think it's so exciting. That's
the
best bit.
It is. Yeah. And then our befrienders, they can also, if the client wants or wishes, or sometimes we just do stuff for clients. So can you just talk a little bit about some of the things that actually we collectively do for our clients?
We do various events. At Christmas we have a hamper giveaway, but we incorporate that with a lovely gathering, something, you know, a buffet meal or something like that. But also it gives them the opportunity to hear from one of our team and hear some scripture and get to hear about God, and sometimes the opportunity to respond. And that's often quite a moving time.
It is.
So that's usually a Christmas event, but we do try and do other events during the year. So I think we've got a picnic coming up this year, haven't we?
We do. A summer hamper
giveaway.
So
this is going to be a lovely opportunity again to just get together and just share life and see how Christians behave on a day-to-day basis and they hear the word of God as well.
Yeah, just so. Be with us, really.
Actually,
one of the things about when you're in poverty is that actually when I ask clients about their budget, I always ask them how much they spend on leisure, because that's going to, you know, we try to create a sustainable budget for them. And generally, they say no leisure, so they're not having any fun and things like that. So what we try to do is create moments through the year where we can invite our clients to things to just show them that we value them and appreciate them and give them a bit of a break. So that's great, brilliant. So actually, we do need, you know, in order for the team to work, we do need help. So we do actually perhaps need a couple of more people to be on our visiting team. There is a resource table out there that you can go to, and I strongly recommend that you do after the service. We'll be there. We've actually got some cake for you that Kay from our team has made, just as a thank you for the way that you're all involved in serving CAP. Can we just thank Angie for what she shared? See you in a minute. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask Chloe to come up. She's going to lead us in our life changer ask. But before we do that, actually, can the band start making their way up ready? And if you guys, give them a round. And actually, there is something else I want to do just before we do this. So, Kay, are you ready? Okay, brilliant. So one of the members of our team, Sue, she's been a faithful member of our team. She's just been excellent. She supported me. She's just gone above and beyond with our clients. And we just want to honour you, Sue, because Sue is actually stepping away from the CAP team in this season because she wants to concentrate on some family stuff. And we're releasing her to do that because, you know, when we join a team, it doesn't mean we're in it forever, you know, and people need to be able to be released. So, Sue, I personally just want to thank you so much. We've been through a few trials together. There are some times when we've been out and we've just really not known what to do, have we, Sue? But Sue's been just so faithful and such a calm presence for myself and for our clients. So we just want to honour you, Sue, and thank you so much. Okay, so Chloe is going to lead us in our life changer ask.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't really feel like I need to add any more. Like the girls that have been up here this morning have been, wow, amazing. It's amazing to hear from Sarah and Angie. That's been fantastic. So I guess all that's left to say is that CAP needs people like you and like me in order to continue to grow and reach more people across the whole of the UK to do the work like we're doing in Banbury, and to increase our work in Banbury as well, because we've heard there is such a need right on our doorstep and we need to be doing more. So please just take a moment now to consider and pray and think about what you can do to play your part, either by becoming a life changer, which is a pretty great title to have. You can use that. That's fine. Go away. Sell you're a life changer. Or I know there are amazing life changers already in our community. If you already give and you feel like you could give a little bit more, please look at doing that. So all you have to do is fill in one of these forms that should be in front of you. If there's not one in front of you, just wave a little bit and there should be someone in your row that's got one in front of you. There's another great story about how CAP has changed lives on the front. So read that and then just fill in this form. There are pens at the back, and give the form directly to Sarah. But yeah, I mean, CAP doesn't want you to give more than you feel you can. We're not trying to get new clients that way. That would be ridiculous. But they do want your help. So have a little chat, look into your heart, have a chat with God, look into your hearts, think about what you can give or what more you can give today. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Well done. Please be careful on those stairs.